Well, greetings, everybody. It's December at Basic Gospel, and we welcome you to the broadcast with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're with us for this Giving Tuesday edition of Basic Gospel. If you have struggles, if you have questions, what we'd love to hear from you on this edition, of course, that toll-free number is 844-322-2742, and that's good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. We want to speak with you on this edition of Basic Gospel, so call now. Here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. This is a very special day. As you mentioned, it is Giving Tuesday, and just an opportunity for us to kick off this giving season.
Yeah.
We've spent a lot of money on Black Friday and Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday and, you know, all the things we want, at least we think we want,
yeah,
and just got to have. And several years ago, a number of people said, well, why don't we make a day? Why don't we set aside a day for generosity, mm-hmm, to give to things that really matter, that make a difference in this world? And certainly giving, making an investment in the gospel of Jesus Christ, is one of those things that really matter here on planet Earth and in people's lives and in their hearts.
Right.
So we're asking you to join us on this Giving Tuesday with a gift to help help advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, as we talk about this, I want to share a couple of passages, one out of the book of Philippians and then another out of Romans. And in Philippians chapter 1, and we've covered this particular chapter the last two Sundays in our Sunday morning live event, and it's really telling what Paul speaks about in this particular passage, this first chapter. Nine times he talks about the gospel of Jesus Christ. He starts out in verse 5. He says, I thank my God and all my remembrance of you because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. So Paul brought the gospel to those people in the city of Philippi. They responded to the gospel, and then they partnered with Paul in advancing the gospel to other places around the world. In verse 7, he says, I rejoice because you are all partakers with me of the grace of God. And then he goes on to say, in my imprisonment, people know that I am here in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. So three times in just the first seven verses. And then down in verse 12, he says, I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel. Well, what had happened to Paul? He had been put in prison. And that imprisonment brought awareness to his purpose and his mission, and that was to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. Down in verse 14, and he says, and most of the brothers, having become confident in the Lord by my imprisonment, are much more bold to speak the word, to speak the gospel without fear. So here's five times that he has spoken about advancing the gospel, proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. Then in verse 16, he says, I am put here for the defense of the gospel. And then he says, some proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition, others out of pure motive, but I rejoice because either way, Christ is proclaimed,
yeah,
the advancement of the gospel. Then down in verse 27, only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ. And then he says, I may hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel. So over and over and over in this first chapter of his letter to the Philippians, he talks about the importance, the centrality, the significance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the message that matters. It is the message that cuts through all the clutter of this world, cuts through all the empty philosophies, and speaks directly to the human heart and brings about new life to those who receive. That is the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we, as a ministry here at Basic Gospel, that's what our purpose is. That's what our mission is to simply proclaim the good news of Jesus, to talk day in and day out about his death, his burial, and his resurrection. And today we are asking you on this Giving Tuesday to come alongside of us and partner with us in this mission to advance the gospel, to move it even further out than what we're currently reaching. That's our desire today. And we're hoping quite a number of you will come alongside and join us today. We'll go to our website and make a contribution today. Our target is $22,000, and we would love to see that met by at least 200 or more people around the country. That's not a lot on either front. So we're asking you, if you want to be about advancing the gospel, to come alongside of Basic Gospel today and make a gift on Giving Tuesday. Now, the other passage that I wanted to mention, Bob, is out of the book of Romans. It's Romans 16. And Paul ends this just fabulous letter with a listing of people. He talks about all the people who have been significant in his life, that have helped him along the way, that have served in advancing the gospel. And this isn't done through programs. This isn't done through all of that sort of stuff. Advancing the gospel is done through people. And we would like for you to be a part of this group of people that are saying, hey, I want to live to advance the good news of Jesus Christ. I want others to know the life that he has come to bring. I want others to know about the forgiveness of sins that is available to them in Christ Jesus. I want others to know about the fellowship with his Spirit and the wonders of his love and his grace and his mercy. I want to give to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to lift up his name and let people know his story through his death, his burial, and his resurrection. So won't you join us? Won't you be a part of advancing the gospel by making a gift today to Basic Gospel?
And you can do that, of course, by clicking that big, prominent, that beautiful Giving Tuesday link right there on the homepage of our website, basicgospel.net. Come alongside us, as Bob said, and we would love for you to partner with us here at Basic Gospel. 844-322-2742. That's a toll-free call in the U.S. and Canada. If you're hearing the live broadcast, you can call right into the studio right now and speak with Bob Christopher and me. We'd love for you to do that. That's why we're here every day, as a matter of fact. 844-322-2742. Well, Bob, we had this question that came in by email from Leon in Columbia, South Carolina. I think it's a pertinent question in this particular time, and it's about the healing of the cultures and healing of cultures in the church. The question is it necessary to discuss within the local church the different issues in our culture today regarding racism, especially in multicultural assemblies? Or is it better maybe to be silent until this time passes?
Well, I think we need to be aware of what's going on in our world today, because what's going on in our world today affects people, and it affects people at a soulish level. So there, you know, whatever is happening out there in the world, if it's some form of oppression, if it's some form of racism or looking down at a person, it's going to cause somebody to feel a certain way. Mm-hmm. Well, we need to be aware of that so that we can provide a solution in Christ Jesus. So we don't need to enter into kind of the worldly solutions and try to jump on that bandwagon to bring about those type of solutions to our world today. We need to understand what's going on in people's hearts, and then, once we understand, to be able to apply the gospel message in such a way that can bring healing to them. Yeah. You know, if somebody is feeling oppressed, if somebody is feeling inferior, if somebody is feeling, it could be any sort of feeling that they might have brought about by circumstances, brought about by their experiences in life, you're not going to find a solution to that out there in the world. Yeah. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ that meets the needs of the heart. So, yes, we need to understand our times. We need to understand our culture. We need to understand what's going on, because in understanding what's going on, we can understand what's going on inside of people. And when we understand what's going on inside of people, we can give the gospel out in a way that is relevant to them, in a way that can really be received by them, where they can be lifted above their circumstances and experience new life in Christ Jesus.
And I think the extension of that question is it something that should be brought up within the assembly and discussed openly?
Well, I think it should be. I think we should talk about what's going on in our culture today. Certainly, like at our YouTube channel, we've addressed quite a number of things that are current issues. But we've done so in such a way to highlight really kind of the underlying issues, what's really going on inside of people, so that we can see how the gospel message applies.
Right.
And that's what we want to do. We want to connect dots for people.
Yes, right.
We want to show that Christ understands, that Christ knows, that Christ feels what you're going through and has actually felt that in his life. Do you think somebody was oppressed and somebody was taken advantage of and plotted against and all of those sort of things? That was the Lord Jesus.
Oh, yeah,
he suffered in every way imaginable, so he knows what we're going through.
Yeah.
So if we can present Jesus in that way, then I think he can really make a difference in our world today.
Leon, hope you're listening, and hope that's a good answer for you, and we appreciate you bringing it up, because it is an issue, as Bob said, that needs to be addressed.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, Leon, thank you for that. Victor is watching us on YouTube today, and he asked this: I would like to know, what do you think about prophets? I've heard have a hard time believing in them. It just seems like everybody's a prophet now.
Yeah.
Well, Victor, as far as prophets are concerned, there are no more prophets like they were in the Old Testament. So the word of God came to these prophets, and these prophets spoke the word of God to the people. So they were bringing revelation to the people. And then their revelation really was about what was happening with them, their own rebellious hearts, and then the solution that was found in coming back to God. And in all of those prophecies, there was this story that was being told about Jesus, about the Son who was going to come into the world. So there was this great expectation in the hearts of the people that one day Messiah would show up and all things would be made right. So they lived with that expectation. Well, Jesus showed up, and he fulfilled all of those prophecies that had been given about him, some 300 or so.
Yeah.
So they came true in Jesus Christ. And then after he ascended into heaven, he sent the Spirit to the apostles, and the Spirit brought back to their memory all the things that he had said. And then the Spirit gave them interpretation so that they could write down what his finished work on the cross and his resurrection and his ascension meant and how it applies to us today. So once they wrote their letters, then the revelation of God to man was complete. It had been fully given to us in the person and work of Jesus Christ. So a prophet today who comes to you and says, I have a new word from the Lord, you turn and run.
Yeah.
Because God is speaking to us today through his Son that has been revealed, has been given to us in this word of God that we hold in our hands. So there's no new revelation that's going to come to us. It's been laid out for us. It is very clear, and through the teaching ministry of the Spirit of God in our lives, we can understand those things that have been fully given to us in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So there is the gift of prophecy. There are prophets that have been given to the Church of Jesus Christ. Well, what do? Well, they simply take what's already been revealed and explain it in such a way that it means something to us here and now. Mm-hmm. That's what a prophet does. It cuts a prophet cuts through all the clutter of the world and makes a clear presentation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So that's what a prophet is all about. If anybody's trying to bring you new information, new revelation, God told me that this is going to happen to you, Victor. Mm-hmm. I think you are really discerning, and the fact that you're going to turn and run, that's a good thing.
What is that word, skedaddle? Is that not a good word?
That's right. That's a good word.
Well, as Bob said at the outset of the broadcast, it is Giving Tuesday. Charities and ministries around the world are asking everyone to join in a global generosity, a movement by making a special gift today to help their respective communities. And here at Basic Gospel, our community is literally worldwide. So on this Giving Tuesday, we invite you to join with us in a special gift, with a special gift to help Basic Gospel carry the message of the love, grace, and life of the Lord Jesus Christ to those who have not yet heard, wherever they live. So please help today on this special day by clicking Giving Tuesday, that link at basicgospel.net, and may God richly bless and multiply your gift through this ministry called Basic Gospel. Well, Bob, we had this question from Ron. He says, I have a brother in Christ that's really into guns and gardening, believing that we need to protect ourselves against an oppressive rogue government and against civil unrest. A popular verse used is Luke 22:36, let him go and buy a sword. Ron says, I used to have a good fellowship with him, but to me it's gone too far. What do you think about all this?
Well, I mean, certainly here in the United States, we have a constitution, and that constitution is the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, and certainly it was put there out of a sense of wisdom and guidance that would be something that was necessary, that we would need for our own protection. The government is about we the people.
Yes.
And we the people have been given inalienable rights, not by the government, but by God himself.
Absolutely.
And those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And we need to protect those. And it's the government's job to protect those for us. If they start to take them away, then that's what the Second Amendment is all about. But with everything, you know, people can go too far. I mean, ultimately, if we're believers in Christ, our faith is in God.
Yeah.
And that's where our hope needs to be. That's where our faith needs to be. That's where our lives need to be, in him. And if you're in Christ, your life is hidden with him, and his life has become your life. So we can have all these things to help protect us and to prepare us for what may happen in the future, but we shouldn't allow fear to grip our hearts. And I think that's what people have a lot of hard times with, seeing folks that take things to the extreme because they're operating out of a sense of fear. And fear has no place in a believer's heart. As a matter of fact, the love of God casts aside all fear. And when we know the love of God, when we know who we are in Christ, when we know who Christ is in us, we can go forward in confidence. And we can allow our faith in God to be our guide and the thing that shapes us instead of fear.
Absolutely.
And that's important.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Bob. Again, friends, 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you. We still have a little time on the clock, and we have open lines, 844-322-2742. Well, Bob, let's go to the phone for this question.
Hi, Bob. It's Kat. I've been a believer for about 30-something years now, but I've been struggling so much with insecurity and fear and still got so many doubts whether I'm really saved or not. How long does it actually take to really grasp the reality that Jesus lives in you and he's for you and that he will direct you with his Holy Spirit? And happy Thanksgiving to both of you, and God bless you both.
Well, Kat, I mean, it doesn't take any time at all. You just read, and here's what the Word of God has to say, and you say, hey, I'm going to go with that. If he says the Spirit of God has come to live inside of me, if he says that he has saved me because I've called upon the name of the Lord, I'm going to go with that. That's where I'm going to take my stand. Now, what you're wanting is for your feelings to indicate that. And we never want to go by our feelings. Our feelings can go all over the place. They can be good one day, bad another day. We can be feeling lonely and isolated because of our circumstances. And certainly there's a lot of people feeling lonely and isolated in 2020 because of all the policies, all the shutdowns, all of the social distancing. There's lots of loneliness going on out there in the world because of circumstances. But that doesn't change truth. And that's what we have to rely upon is truth. What does the book say? What does the Word of God have to say? If he says that we've been saved, guess what? We're saved. Yeah. If he says our sins are forgiven, guess what? Our sins are forgiven. If he says that we are righteous, guess what? We're righteous. We've been declared that by God himself. And if he's for us, who in the world can be against us? Who can accuse us? A lot of people may try, but it's not going to hold water in God's court. Why? Because he's already made a declaration that we are righteous through faith in Jesus Christ. He says we're holy. He says that we've been made alive together with Christ, raised to walk in the newness of life. These are the things that are true, not because we feel that they're true, not because of our feelings or our emotions, but because God has declared them to be true and because they are true. That is our reality. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus. Now, like I said, we're not going to always feel that way. We can easily doubt that, but it doesn't change the truth. So at some point, you're just going to have to say, I'm going to believe what God says. Mm-hmm. And if he says that I'm saved, if he says my sins are forgiven, if he says I'm alive in Christ, if he says the Spirit is in me, from this day forward, I'm going to thank him for this truth.
Absolutely.
And if you will come to that point and draw a line in the sand and say, today's the day is the day, and from this day forward, I'm going forth with a thankful heart and the truth of what Christ has done for me, and in me, and is doing through me, mm-hmm. then your feelings will start to follow suit.
Yes, absolutely.
But stand on the truth. That sets you free. Your feelings will never set you free.
Yeah.
It is the truth that sets you free. And as Jesus said, when the Son sets you free, you are free indeed.
Final question. I think you can handle this one and the time remaining. This is from Greg. He says, I know the Sabbath is on Saturday, but we go to church on Sunday. Are we sinning against God by attending on Sunday?
Well, the law has been fulfilled in Christ, and that was a shadow of the Sabbath that we could experience through faith in Jesus Christ. And anyone who believes has entered into that Sabbath rest. So that fourth commandment was the picture of the Sabbath rest that we would experience through faith in Jesus Christ. That's our reality. And most people worship on Sundays today simply in honor of the resurrection.
Absolutely.
That's the good news of the gospel.
That is,
and that's what we're asking people to invest in today.
Absolutely.
On this Giving Tuesday, to make a gift to help to advance this good news so people can find rest in the Lord Jesus.
Indeed. Again, thanks to every one of you who faithfully support Basic Gospel. And today, please remember Basic Gospel with your Giving Tuesday gift to support the new covenant message of grace in Jesus Christ. People the world over need to hear the good news, and your gift can help make that happen. Click the Giving Tuesday link at basicgospel.net and join other ministries and charities around the world who band together to make this a special Giving Tuesday. Again, just click that link at basicgospel.net. Keep in mind, too, that if you have Bible questions or if you're struggling with the uncertainties of life today, give us a call at 844-322-2742. We'll be glad to discuss your question or your particular issue on Basic Gospel on the air. And, of course, in the U.S. and Canada, that number is 844-322-2742. We hope you'll use it. Again, 844-322-2742. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again and join us tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.